So anyway, the very first way by which we purify our hearts is to remove the dunya. Once the dunya is removed, then automatically the love of Allah begins to come into the heart. The second way by which we do it is to do abundant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundant dhikr. And how does that help? Because when an individual does abundant dhikr, actually what they're doing is interacting with perfection. It's our opportunity to interact with perfection. Now, you're never going to fall in love with a basketball player unless you watch basketball. Right? You have to really watch basketball to recognize that this is a good basketball player. I'm telling you, I could watch, I have no clue who's good and who's bad, right? Because you have to know that this guy's a good player, this guy's a better player, this guy's an even better player, this guy's an incredible player. You have to be able to recognize in that context that this person has something special. But it requires some interaction with the sport. It requires some ability to understand the sport. So in the same way, if you're going to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kamalat, then you have to spend time interacting with Allah. So by having a simple, and it doesn't take much, because Allah's kamalat are so extreme and so supreme that just a very, very small amount of interaction will actually result in an enormous effect in the heart. So how does that occur? Through the dhikr of Allah. When an individual sits down and begins to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and they say to themselves, really there is no power, right? And really there is no strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when that begins to go through the tongue and then go through the mind and go through the heart, it begins to create a very special state in a person. This, like, for example, La ilaha illallah, something so straightforward as that, linguistically so simplistic, is extremely powerful. I mean, it has the ability to take a person from kufr into iman. And it has the ability to erase 50, 60, 70 years worth of sin. If a person really understands what they're saying and submits to it. So these are not small little phrases that we simply just grab a tesbih and we're just counting and we're doing them as fast as we can. Each statement has power. What it is it's our ability to interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recognize His kamalat. It's Him explaining to us what He is. Otherwise, we don't know la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, except that that's been revealed to us through hadith or through in various other adhkar, through an ayah of the Quran. And then it's through that statement that we gain understanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that overtakes our heart. When we begin to fall in love through those types of statements, when we become mesmerized by those types of statements, then of course we begin to dress the way Allah would want us to dress. We begin to walk and talk and act the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want us to walk and talk and act. But again, it requires that we attach ourselves to it. You know, if I'm sitting there and the basketball game's on, right, and I have no clue what's going on and I'm kind of just watching all these lights flash in my face, I'm not going to fall in love with any player. I'm not going to be able to appreciate who's good and who's not. I'm just sitting and looking. But if I'm concentrating, I'm focusing, I'm watching this person, the way he interacts, the way he moves, etc., and then I'm comparing it to other people and I'm actively engaged in the matter, then and only then am I going to be able to appreciate that, okay, that particular person has something special about him. So it's the same way with our adhkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so dominant, so supreme, that it should be very, very straightforward for us, very, very easy for us to be able to recognize His greatness. So, but it just requires a little bit of focus. In your salah, you have to think about what you're saying. You have to think about who you're standing before. You have to think about what you're coming with. You know, the mistakes that you're bringing to the kingdom, to the throne, the court, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even allows you to be able to come to His court with that type of circumstance. Okay, so that's the second, way. Number one, right, is through removing the dunya so that you create a space for the love of Allah. And then number two, through interacting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the adhkar, through the salah, through recitation of the Quran, etc. Alright? And then finally, the last way is by spending time in the company of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.